T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Almost wasn't here today. That was it. Was it the snow? No, it wasn't the snow. So I got, as a Christmas present from Michelle, automatic car starter, and yeah. I had it installed. And for some reason, I'm having slight issues with it, where not every time will it start the engine.
Ungrateful.
So it seems to not start the engine on really cold days, yeah. Like today. It's the one. So my older one, like, you would know the car was on because they'd have the lights would come on, so you would know. But this one doesn't. The lights just blink real quick, and then supposed to turn on at that point, and then the car is completely dark. So, of course, then I go out, and the car is not running. So I got to manually start it. I do that.
And have to scrape the windows.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad with snow this morning. It's only a little bit where we were. But I hit the starter, like, I guess multiple times. Well, now something electronically locked the car doors.
No.
Now, my car doesn't use a key, per se. Right. It has one of those, you know, you're pushing the button. So I'm going to push the button and get back in, and nothing. I just see it's red on the thing. I'm like, maybe the battery's bad. Oh, I know I have another one. And they go back, and this is all at like 4 o'clock this morning. Go back in the house, get the other one. Still nothing. And I don't really pay attention when a car salesman is telling you all the great things about your car.
You should have stopped it. I don't really pay attention.
.com is where I go to for everything. And I didn't realize, but my key, actually, if you open it up, there's a key inside that thing. Yeah, I didn't, because then I'm in a panic. I'm like, do I leave this car running all morning and ask Michelle if I can take her car and see if she can figure it out? But then I got in. I don't know why it locked and wouldn't unlock.
How did you get in, though?
I ended up opening one of those things up, and it has an actual key inside of it.
How did you think to open it?
I saw there was a little thing. I thought maybe that was just access to the battery inside.
Gotcha.
But so it got here. But I was like, this is going to be so embarrassing if I have to call you and say, listen, I can't be there because my car is running and I'm locked out of it. And I don't know what happened.
You and your wife have the same issues all the time. Yeah. She just had a very similar issue.
Right.
My father's done that. He's locked his keys in a running car before.
How old is your dad?
Well, he's now 70-something, but he was about Doc's age.
He's almost my age. He's almost my age at that point.
He was about Doc's age when he did it, as I remember.
But I didn't lock my keys in it. The keys were with me. It's just that because it's an automatic.
It's a safety feature.
Yeah, real safe.
No, but if you were at the grocery store and you unlocked it from, you know, X yards away, someone could then enter your car.
Correct.
So if you keep hitting the button, eventually you're going to lock yourself out.
Right, but when you're standing outside of it, clicking the button, it's supposed to open, and it wasn't doing anything.
We have that new puppy, and we were in the car with the puppy, and I run to go in the convenience store, and I'm thinking my son's going to stay in the car with the puppy, and the car's running. My kid gets out of the car because he sees a friend, leaves the dog in the car, and the dog puts the locks down.
No.
And we went with the car running.
So what did you do?
Thankfully, the friend that my son saw drives. So I'm like, just drive me up the hill. We were only a mile away from the house. Can you please drive me up the hill to go get my extra key? If it was my other car, I don't have an extra. I didn't have an extra key.
You guys are smart enough to have extra keys. That makes me want to go get another key made, because I only have one key to my car.
And with my last car, I only had one key. And I cannot tell you how much money I spent on getting into my car.
Yeah.
It is.
All right. There's your PSA today, guys. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, drive an old car and get one that has windows that you roll down by hand, because that's just another issue.
We don't want us to talk about that today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.